Chapter 4. Well, hello. I land with a hard splash. Ouch. Water soaks through the bottom of my PJs. Arrgh. At least my watch is waterproof. I quickly stand up and try to look around for Jonah and Prince, but it's dark in here, and definitely wet. The water goes up to my knees. Jonah? Prince? Hello? I yell out. My voice echoes. Silence. Oh no, oh no, oh no. What if I did land in a different fairy tale? Maybe Mary Rose was mad at Jonah for having her memories and wanted to punish him? What if she's mad at me for not telling her about Jonah's memories sooner and wanted to punish me? What if I never see my brother again? What will I tell my parents? Ah! Jonah! I call out. No answer. My legs start shaking. My wet legs. My pajama bottoms are stuck to me and the water squishes through my flip-flops. Ew. What is that slimy thing on my big toe? I kick and a green frog leaps onto a leaf. I shiver. I'm in some kind of tiny, dark lake with a frog. Maybe there are snakes, too. I hate snakes. Does anyone like snakes? Jonah! I yell out again. My heart is pounding. Where is my brother? Okay, calm down, Abby. I order myself. Figure out where you are. I press my hands up against a nearby wall. It feels like stone. The room itself is small, only a few feet wide, and it's circular. Am I in a tiny, watery dungeon? I glance up. Probably not. No bars at the top, and there's blue sky above me. Am I in a tunnel? No. Tunnels run sideways, not up and down. Am I in a... well? Yes! I look back down at the water. I think I am in a well. Okay, at least I know where I am. Not that it helps. Jonah! I yell again. Prince! I listen for Prince's woof, but I hear nothing. I stare up at the rim of the well, hoping I'll suddenly see Jonah's face, but I don't. If my palms weren't damp from well water, they'd be damp from fear. I hate being separated from my brother. Wait a minute. We went in through the same swirl, even if it wasn't at the same time, so maybe that means we are in the same fairy tale. Maybe Jonah and Prince did land someplace nearby, but I can't see them because I'm stuck in this tiny well. Uh-oh. They couldn't be underwater, could they? I crouch back down. The water isn't deep enough to get lost in. It's only to my knees. I would see a little kid and a furry dog if they were below the surface. I kick my feet around just to make sure. No Jonah and no Prince. I stand back up. Jonah! I yell as loud as I can. Abby? I hear Jonah say. Where are you? Yes! I feel a burst of relief. He's here. We are in the same fairy tale. But where is he exactly? Jonah! I'm down here! I shout, standing on my toes and waving my arms. Huh? I can hear you, but I can't see you! Jonah calls back. I'm in the well! My neck is strained from leaning my head back and staring up at the top of the well, but finally, Jonah's face appears over the rim. Yay! I've never been so happy to see my little brother's face! Hi! I say, waving up at him. A fly buzzes in my ear and I swat it away. Hi! Jonah calls down, grinning. There you are! I was worried you wouldn't come through the mirror. Suddenly, I hear a familiar woof, woof, woof. Prince appears over the edge of the well, too, his tongue hanging out of his mouth. Hi, sweetie, I call up. I'm so glad you're both okay. Then my relief turns to annoyance. Why'd you guys go through the mirror without me? You're not allowed to go without me. Sorry, Jonah says. He reaches over and pats Prince's head. This little guy wagged his tail into the mirror, and I guess that counted as the third knock. The mirror started to swirl super fast, and then we got sucked in.
Meow.
Prince says with big puppy dog eyes. Aw, I can't stay mad at him. Okay, you're both forgiven. But don't let it happen again. How'd you get down there anyway? Jonah asks. That's the thing with getting sucked into fairy tales. We never know exactly where we'll end up. We don't know which fairy tale we'll fall into, or where in the fairy tale we'll fall. No idea, I call up. How'd you get up there? No clue, he says. We landed near a tree. Seeing Jonah above helps orient me. The well feels about 3 times my height. I am 4.5 feet tall, which means the well is about 13.5 feet deep. Too bad my math skills aren't going to help me get out of this well. Can you look around for something you can use to help me out of here? I ask Jonah. Okay, be right back. Ruff, my dog says, tilting his head at me. Go with him, Prince, I say. He needs your help. Prince bounds away.
Who needs my help?
An unfamiliar voice asks. An unfamiliar voice right next to me. But the only thing next to me is the frog I saw before. The frog is perched on a leaf, staring at me with its big, bulgy, amber-brown eyes. The voice I heard must have been Jonah playing a trick on me. I look up at the top of the well, but I don't see my brother anymore. But how did Jonah make his voice go that deep and croaky and come from so close? Very funny, Jonah, I call up. No more jokes. Just keep an eye on Prince, okay?
I am the prince,
the unfamiliar voice says, again from right next to me. I jump back, flattening myself against the wall of the well. The frog is staring at me, and I think he's smiling. Do frogs smile? I stare back. A frog just talked to me. At least, I think it did. Unless I hit my head on my way in. Did you say something? I ask the frog.
Yes,
he says, puffing up his chest.
You mentioned a prince, and I'm a prince. I know it's difficult to imagine in my current condition, but it's the truth.
I can clearly see him moving his froggy lips. The frog is definitely talking. He's about the size of a fist, green with a few brown spots on his back. Big for a frog, not that I've seen that many frogs up close. He's really kind of cute. Elegant, really. He's squatting, his 4 little legs on the leaf, as if he might hop away at any moment. You're a prince? I stammer. He tilts his head and stares back at me.
Yes, he responds. Hello.
I'm in a well with a talking frog. A frog who claims to be a prince. This can only mean one thing. Not true. It could probably mean lots of things. Like I really did hit my head and am now hallucinating. Or that someone has planted a microphone inside a frog and is pretending to make him speak. But in this case, I'm willing to bet that it means we're in the story of the Frog Prince!